This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, if you want to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933. For the slower folks that need me to slow my roll just a little bit, you can call in at any time. Stick to the topic, please. 1-866-582-9933. Is that slow enough for you? Good. I just had a friend of mine not too long ago say, Bradley, look what's going on. Look what's going on. The LGBTQRSTUVWXYZ group lobbies for Pennsylvania Health Secretary Dr. Rachel Levine to be Surgeon General. Folks, does anybody know who this doctor happens to be? A transgender. It's a man that thinks that she, well, he's a woman. Doesn't the Bible call that abomination? Yep. What happens when you subject yourself to that? Well, you put yourself in a very, very, very peculiar situation, a very dangerous situation indeed. But I told him, I said, dude, I told you this about 15 years ago. Remember, nobody wanted to hear about it? Remember how you all sat back and watched the mainstream media attack me for telling you the truth? That just comes with the gift. I get that. But the fact of the matter is, you people that claim to know the answers and have all the answers, you should have seen this a long time ago. You should have seen this up and coming. But you didn't. Now look at you. I mean, it reminds me of the people that said, oh, you know what, let the homosexuals just have their way with Boy Scouts of America. I said, folks, you are going to see these guys assail those kids and make an open prey out of them. And what happened? Well, just a couple years later, not even that, friends, all of a sudden we see attorneys going after Boy Scouts of America and concerning those pedophiles that were making a prey out of those little boys. I told you so. Common sense does come into play. I mean, look what Kate Brown's bringing right now, friends. She's a bisexual. Look at Jared Polis from Denver's bringing right now, friends. He calls anybody that defies the government's orders, their unconstitutional orders concerning COVID-19, selfish bees. I mean, again, friends, they're backwards. What do you expect? But look what's in play right now, in real time. This is written on November 25th, friends. LGBT group lobbies for Pennsylvania Health Secretary Dr. Rachel Levine to be Surgeon General. And just think, America, the American people as a whole gave way to the LGBT concerning their kids in public schools. Whoa! No wonder why these kids are angry. No wonder why they look at the older generation as a complete and total bunch of reprobates and reproaches to what they claim to be. Oh, my goodness. Well, we're here today, aren't we? We definitely are. Folks, what we're going to be talking about in just a couple minutes here is businesses under attack for reopening in defiance to tyranny. And I'm going to take this line upon line, precept upon precept, so it makes perfect sense as to what I'm conveying to you even now. I want you to listen to this doctor. I want you to listen to what he had to say concerning who he was talking to. This was a congressional hearing. And again, vaccinations are safe. This makes perfect sense. Just hold up. I got more things coming up right behind this that will make perfect sense. But I want you to listen to this doctor call out Congress as to what is in vaccinations. This is a different doctor, by the way. This is a voice that the mainstream media has long suppressed so you would not know the truth of the matter concerning vaccinations. Listen to this.
What are your thoughts on that?
Well, you heard earlier that there's no real concern about aluminum because it's such a small amount, and so it really shouldn't matter. But the kind of aluminum that we put into vaccines is a different kind of aluminum that we see environmentally. This is called a nanoparticle, and nanoparticles bind really tightly to the bacteria antigens, the virus antigens, the food protein antigens, and any other contaminants that are in the vaccines that we may not know about. And we know that the biochemical properties of nanoparticles is that they are capable of entering the brain. And so we have not evaluated the safety of the aluminum nanoparticle and its injection and where it goes when it gets into the body and whether it gets into the brain. Do vaccine ingredients belong in the brain? No. Do they get into the brain? No one has ever studied it. But animal studies using the same chemicals that are in vaccines that we give to children directly demonstrate that the vaccine ingredients do enter the brain. We are ignoring this information. There are scientists in Europe who've actually done studies on the aluminum nanoparticle and have shown that it can persist in the brain for years and decades. And so what we're seeing is a large outbreak of neurodevelopmental disabilities in adults, including Alzheimer's. And one of the main factors that they're finding in the brains of people with Alzheimer's is the aluminum nanoparticle that's directly related to the vaccines that we're giving. So we have never studied whether the aluminum that we're giving in vaccines gets into the brain, and we've never measured whether it stays in the brain and what it does if it does stay in the brain. But we do know that vaccines are supposed to cause inflammation in the body. But we have more than half of our children with chronic inflamed conditions. And we've never allowed ourselves to ask the question, if the vaccines cause inflammation acutely, do they continue to create inflammation chronically? We have 1 in 5 with neurodevelopmental disabilities, 1 in 10 with ADD and ADHD, 1 in 35 with autism, 1 in 11 with asthma, and 1 in 20 under the age of 5 with seizures. And the autoimmune diseases are exponentially rising, and we are finding that the viruses and the bacteria that we're injecting into the body, along with the adjuvants, create something called molecular mimicry, which means the body sees those viruses thinking that it's foreign, but actually finds pieces of those viruses that match pieces of the self. And the immune system doesn't differentiate between what it's been told to reject and itself. So it will turn the immune system on itself, leading to an autoimmune condition. We know this about hepatitis B. We know it about the Gardasil vaccine. Yeah. And we know it about the flu vaccine. And we continue to say unequivocally that the vaccines have been studied effectively and that they're safe. And that's just not true.
And that's just not true. And I bet you today, friends, you didn't hear that through the mainstream media, did you? No. They already got you talking about, how everybody's just rejoicing, awaiting their new vaccination. Matter of fact, Donald Trump even just talked about it yesterday on Fox News. Folks, within just a couple weeks, the injections will begin, saith the President of the United States of America. Who's selling you all this? And everybody's mad at Bill Gates and Anthony Fauci? Hey, folks, who's the poster boy for vaccinations more than Donald Trump? Absolutely nobody. And again, I bet the conservatives of the day didn't mention this, did they? Nope, they sure didn't. We'll be right back.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engine with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show with Tim Brown. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution as our only resources. Not to determine who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and who is on the narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday with Tim Brown and the Sons of Liberty Morning Show, 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email rob@wisconsinchristiannews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Okay, here we go. We got much to cover. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, again, we are on platforms that are available right now. If we are pulled again, the best way to stick with us is go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, 13 to 15 articles. Sign up, subscribe. Sign up, you'll get an email every night, 6 days a week, and on the seventh day, you'll get 5 articles. The first 6 days, you'll get 13 to 15 articles. On Sunday, you'll get probably about 5 to 6 articles. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Subscribe. You can always know where we're at. We're on the right side of SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Go ahead and click on there today. Join us on Top Chat. Go over to BeforeIt'sNews.com. BeforeIt'sNews.com. We're on the front page. Top left. Click onto us. Join us on Top Chat. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here. The Bible says in Leviticus 17:11 that the life is in the blood. It tells us in Leviticus 19:19 that we are not to mix. And the fact of the matter is you are giving ear through the mainstream media to men that mean to mix, to mess up your DNA. And let me just take it, because I always stand behind what we play audibly from these doctors, from these professionals. I want to give you a statistic really quick before we play our next video of the President of the United States of America, who said yesterday on Fox News that within a couple weeks the injections will begin. Okay? Death by vaccinations. Vaccinations are completely safe, or so we're told, or are they? The FDA's VAERS, that's the acronym, Vaccine Adverse Effects Reporting System, receives about 11,000 reports of serious adverse reactions to vaccinations annually, some 1%, 112 plus, of which are deaths from vaccination reactions. Okay? Listen to this. The FDA estimates that only about 10% of adverse reactions are reported, Okay. In New York, 97.5% of vaccine-related deaths and disabilities go unreported. By the way, if you attempt to report these, it's the mainstream media that will suppress and censor you so it doesn't get out to the population. They only want you to hook on and buy on to what they're selling, okay, and they're selling vaccinations. I go on. There are well over 1,000 actual vaccine deaths occurring each year. The vaccine is 100 times more deadly than the disease for which a person may be getting vaccinated for. Okay? Of course. Now, why are we getting the statistics like this? Because the Lord already told us not to do it. But what do men do? They disobey God, they get the results of the curse, and then they sit back and wonder why. Okay? Now, you just heard what's inside of the vaccinations from another doctor at a congressional hearing. Okay? He said that there's aluminum in these vaccinations, and this is what it causes. Well, in contrast, once again, the poster boy for vaccinations, the president of the United States of America, interestingly enough, came out on Fox News just yesterday, and this is what he had to say. Listen to this.
This morning, November 29th, 2020, President Trump called into Fox News Sunday Morning Futures with Maria Bartiromo. The following is the portion of that phone call I found extremely disturbing. Quote, "And even now, the stock market just hit an all-time high during a pandemic. And what did I do? I came up with vaccines that people didn't think we'd have for 5 years. And we have them. They're going to be distributed in 2 weeks. I mean, think of what we've done. Nobody's done it like this.
This guy's
something
else. And
we're doing much better than Europe, by the way. You never hear about Europe. We're doing better than the rest of the world. We're doing better. But we have two vaccines. We're coming up with another one. Johnson & Johnson's coming up with one. We'll have four or five great vaccines 4 or 5 years ahead of schedule."
Wow, amazing.
People hardly talk about that, and they'll try and claim, they'll try and say that Biden came up with the vaccines. Close quote. Narrator's note. The stock market hitting an all-time high is meaningless to the millions of Americans that can't feed their kids because they've lost their jobs or their businesses. And it means zip to the millions whose homes are in foreclosure. And it means nothing to the millions of Americans facing eviction. The economy is in shambles, and tens of millions of Americans will soon join the ranks of the homeless. Pushing vaccines developed in record time on Americans to protect them against an illness with a 99.6% survival rate is, it's nothing to brag about, really. It's despicable and disgusting. It's something that's done to slaves. Think of it.
That's right.
If the government and large corporations can coerce us into accepting these injections, we're slaves. Because if we no longer have a say about what we put into our bodies, we're slaves. Europeans were successfully domesticated decades and decades ago, when they gave up the right to defend themselves. And that's what sets Americans apart from the rest of the world, and that's why they're trying to break our spirit. Millions of armed Americans is the only thing that's keeping these psychopaths at bay.
That's exactly right.
And never forget that.
That's right.
But controlling access to food is a powerful tool.
Yeah.
And the scum know this.
That's right.
How many people will turn in their arms if that's what it'll take to feed their families? That's anyone's guess.
Well, I think
what
we're already there.
What planet am I on?
Exactly. Folks, I'm just going to call it there just for the sake of time and staying on par here. Well, we have Rhonda. If you want to know why, if you're watching me right now, why I got a smile on my face, because if I don't, I'm going to get angry. for the stupidities of the people. Rana just said, well, at least he won't force us to take it. Apparently, Rana's not paying attention to what just was released last week through the military. They said if it gets to extremities, guess what? Within 24 hours, there's no haves and have-nots. Everyone will receive a vaccination, okay? That's if you allow them to do so, just like this commentator just got done sharing with us. But this is where people are at. It reminds me of those that were behind barbed wire fences under Adolf Hitler's Third Reich in his reign of terror, and they were sitting behind the barbed wire fences after they gave up their guns, and they convinced themselves, they deceived themselves that Adolf Hitler still needs us. And so what did he do? He just let them into the gas chambers, or he took the wives and their children out, and they were literally shot down one by one. Now, you say that's crazy. Well, the fact of the matter is you might want to do a little homework, because what you're seeing is history from that time era being played out again, okay, because America didn't learn from history. And yes, it will be done through force, Rhonda. If you haven't been paying attention, you might want to do a little bit of homework and turn off your television set and do your own due diligence, because you are deceived, ma'am. If you want to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I also wanted to share one more piece before we get over to Kenneth Copeland praying down judgment upon COVID as he calls forth a vaccination, adding to God's judgment. You ready for this? In Canada, nearly 100 police officers that are violating their oaths try and keep a Canadian restaurant closed over COVID 1984 as protesters organize. In other words, they are allowing their cruelties to swell their ranks, and their ranks are being swelled because they understand as to what's being played behind closed doors, as this commentator from the video that I just played had just relayed to you. Friends, this is what happens when you ignore history. Decent people being barred and even arrested for wanting to eat together while entire police forces are dispatched to the location of said eateries to not only arrest the owners, but to mobilize like a platoon against those who wish to protest and eat? Meanwhile, criminals continue to do what they do and they will do in the city, and even are loosed upon the people, the innocent people, in the name of COVID 1984. The latest roundup of these tyrannies and come out of Canada at Adamson Barbecue, where the owner was not only arrested, but nearly 100 cops showed up to bar people's entry into the establishment. Folks, I've got to tell you, when I listen to the audio, I'm going to play the audio for you in just a moment. I got a heartbreak coming up on you and on us, actually. And as I took the time to read what Yahoo reported, if you want the definition of a useful idiot setting themselves up for the fall and betraying the people in Ontario, Canada, this is the one. I'm just going to give you just a little bit of it. I'm going to play the audio, and then I'm going to get to the next topic. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Be right back.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. month of November is setting records in the coronavirus pandemic. The United States has reported 4 million new cases this month. That's more than double the previous record of 1.9 million set in October. Infectious disease expert Dr. Anthony Fauci telling ABC News,
"We're entering into what's really a precarious situation because we're in the middle of a steep slope."
Arizona is certifying its election results, saying President-elect Joe Biden is the winner of the Grand Canyon State. Arizona Republican Governor Doug Ducey says many people were involved with the success of the election.
"I want to thank Secretary of State Katie Hobbs, Attorney General Mark Brnovich, the county election offices, the county recorder's offices, our poll workers, and all the volunteers."
You're listening to USA Radio News. The Pennsylvania Supreme Court will take up Bill Cosby's appeal on Tuesday. The court will consider Cosby's appeal as he's challenging his sexual assault conviction. Cosby is in prison for 3 to 10 years for crimes against Andrea Constand more than a decade ago. He was convicted in 2018 and was sentenced later that year. More promising news on the vaccine front.
Health Secretary Alex Azar said the first two vaccines to fight COVID-19 infections could be available to Americans before Christmas. Moderna has become the second vaccine maker likely to receive U.S. emergency authorization as requested Monday. The Food and Drug Administration's outside advisors will meet on December 10th to consider authorizing Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine. That vaccine could be approved and shipped within days, and Moderna's will follow 1 week behind that.
The first Asian-American to lead the FCC is stepping down. Ajit Pai announcing his intention to step down on January 20th. This is USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, subscribe, go to the right side of the page, click onto YouTube, join us on Top Chat, or go to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, click onto us, join us on Top Chat. And again, one more time, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. Now, I just got done teeing this up for you, friends, and I got some more audio I want to play for you. I got a lot of audio today. And this is actually coming out of Canada. And what we have here is Tim Brown, senior editor, sonsoflibertymedia.com, just got done writing an article. Nearly 100 cops tried to keep a Canadian restaurant closed over COVID 1984 as protesters organized. Friends, they're scared to death that you're going to figure out this is a con. And by the way, if you listen to the commercials during the last break, they were countering everything that I told you concerning facts. And remember, facts, there's not two sides to facts, friends. There's only one. And the fact of the matter is, facts are stubborn things and they're not going to move because of some propagandist. But the fact of the matter is the American people need to awake as to how they are under attack now. And there's no greater poster boy, friends, than that of Donald Trump and the professed church. I'll be getting to that in just a moment. I want you to listen to this. This is over in that of Ontario. This is a business owner basically making people aware that he's going to be opening up. And then I'm going to read a little piece from Yahoo News, and I want to show you how these supposed and these alleged friends, these journalists, you tell me if this is journalism or if this is straight propaganda, straight out of Joseph Goebbels' playbook. Listen to this. This is an Ontario business owner.
Hello, Adamson Barbecue fans. I'm coming on here today to let you guys know that our Etobicoke location tomorrow, that's Tuesday, will be opening for in-restaurant dining against provincial orders at 11 o'clock. Now, for those of you who have eyes to see why I'm doing this, thank you guys so much. Thank you for the messages of support. Thank you for filling out my little polls. Thank you for letting me know that we have people in our corner. This is a risky move, and you guys gave me the gas to do this. So I just want to thank you guys so much. Now, for anybody out there who's going, what is this guy doing? And you're questioning my motives here. Look, top to bottom, this thing stinks. It reeks of corruption.
Yep.
I don't have enough time, and you guys don't want to watch a 15-minute long video of me going on about this, but I'm going to start with just one point. We're using PCR tests with a cycle threshold of over 40 to drive hysteria around case counts. Now, if we go past a certain case count per 100,000, or if we go past 2.5% positivity rate, we are in the red zone, and the whole province or region is locked down. Bars, restaurants, and gyms have to close. If you guys understand what's going on with these PCR tests and their cycle thresholds, you know that they're picking up all sorts of other stuff that's not COVID, bacterial infections, other coronaviruses, including the common cold, fragments from the flu shot. If you know that, then you know we're going to be above 2.5% positivity rate until the end of spring. How many people are going to lose everything? They're going to lose their businesses. More people will be out of work. Enough is enough. I complied with the 2 weeks to flatten the curve. I complied again during the second wave when we locked down, when Doug Ford promised us that there would be supporting evidence to shut down the restaurants, bars, and gyms. He didn't provide it. We got something a little bit later talking about outbreaks. But the data from Toronto Public Health that came out 2 weeks ago show that two of the over 10,000 Ontario COVID deaths were linked to bars, restaurants, and retail.
Okay, so you guys get the point. This is happening in Ontario right now, okay? And this is we all know that this is all happening in Europe. Did you catch, going back just a little bit, going back to Donald Trump, did you catch his comment, his quote? You know what? We're not hearing a lot about what's going on over in Europe right now. Didn't I tell you that? That they're suppressing the voice of what's taking place in France and Europe and in Germany, obviously, which is Europe, and then the UK, and even going over to Israel and going to Australia. No, we're not hearing none of that because they don't want you to know that the people are in an uproar defying tyranny in their prospective countries in the hundreds of thousands per country, France. Okay? So this isn't like some small happening there. No, the media doesn't want you to know. Why? Because then you're going to begin to ask real questions, and they don't want you asking real questions. Well, this guy already knows what he's doing here. So what he decided to do in Ontario is to open his business, going back to the story here. And in the process of doing that, what did they do? They demonized him. They polarized him. They did everything that they were taught to do to the CIA to go ahead and lie to the people, to mislead the people, to propagandize the people, and it's exactly what they're doing. And the sad part about it is there's people out there that actually believe what the media says, a whole whopping 6% in the United States of America. I want you to listen to the propaganda outlet Yahoo News, and I want you to listen carefully as to how they wrote a report on this guy and what took place over there in Ontario. Despite Ontario regulations requiring all restaurants to be closed except for takeout, delivery, and drive-through, the establishment opened its doors for patrons and to patrons for dining, eating, and contravention of the law that is designed to protect people from the spread of COVID-19. Okay, you can rest assured there is no constitutional exception over there concerning some pandemic, just like over here. You don't throw out the law because of some virus that they can't prove. No, as a matter of fact, the law should come into place and hold them accountable because the burden of proof is on them rather than on us, but they don't prove that. How do you prove something that doesn't exist? I go on. The city of Toronto is also investigating Adamson Barbecue for its compliance with business licensing, zoning, public health, Ontario building code, and the Ontario fire code requirements. And it goes on, and it goes on, and it goes on. What are they doing? They're criminalizing this individual that stood up against tyranny in government. It's the same thing our forefathers told us long ago. That tyrant across the pond called our forefathers terrorists. And keep in mind the definition of terrorist in the old English dictionary, friends, is this. Government by intimidation. So what they're doing is they're accusing the other side of what they're guilty of, just like their father Satan. Read Revelations 12:10 when you get a moment. And it's the same thing that's happening here. And why is that? Because there's nothing new under the sun, Ecclesiastes 1:9. This is history repeating itself again, friends, and we need to learn as to what's going on. But we also need to understand, friends, what's happening all around us. When the media attacks an individual, you can rest assured, and I'm talking about the mainstream media, you can rest assured they're attempting to cover for those that are in fact responsible for the conspiracy that they are attempting to play out, Jeremiah 11:9. It's exactly what they're doing. And it's the history of all dictatorships, friends. And it's exactly what we're seeing today, not only in just on Ontario, over in Europe and the such, but it's happening in America today. We just heard Kate Brown, this bisexual governor from Oregon, this criminal who needs to be thrown in jail at least and prosecuted for her crimes against the Oregonians, as she calls them. What did she do? She said, you know what? We need to call the cops on our neighbors and put that up against Matthew 10:33. And you know what? They need to go to jail. And those people that are defying my unconstitutional orders are endangering the lives of others. Friends, the same plays and the same playbook, centuries after centuries after centuries after centuries of history. When are the people in this country going to wake up to what's going on? And I know, as a fact, a lot of you are awake, and I praise God for every single one of you. Just wanted to tell you that. So, where does the church come into play? Well, the government does what the government does because the people let what the government does, because the people in this country are the government. Okay? Just for the record, just so you know, read the preamble of the U.S. Constitution. So we talk quite a bit about how the church is called to be the moral compass of society, and if that goes, everything else goes. If you want to know why the corruption in government's out of hand, is because it's been tolerated far too long in the church. And instead of the church correcting and reproving and instructing itself, 2 Timothy 3:16, it allows these harlotins to go on and play the false prophets only to confuse a nation. And it's exactly what's happening in America today. And it's what's been going on in this country for the last 6 and 7 and 8 decades, just to make clear as to the point that I'm trying to make here. It tells us in Ezekiel 13:2-3, Son of man, prophesy against the prophets of Israel that prophesy and say, thou unto them that prophesy out of their own hearts. Hear ye the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord, woe, cursing them, unto the foolish prophets that follow their own spirit and have not seen anything. I'm going to play this audio for you. How long is that audio, Judah? 2 minutes. Let's go ahead and play that audio, and then I'm going to come back, and I'm going to commentate a little bit, and I'll do my best to play that audio one more time. This coming from the false prophet Kenneth Copeland, praying down judgment upon COVID. Pay attention to what he says right after he does that. Listen to this.
We'll exercise judgment right now.
Because we have...
In the name of Jesus!
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Standing in the office... of the prophet of God, I execute judgment on you, COVID-19. I execute judgment on you, Satan, you destroyer, you killer, you get out, you break your power, you get off this nation. I demand judgment on you. I demand a vaccination to come immediately.
Yes.
Did you hear that?
Call you done.
Anybody paying attention to this?
Gone.
This is the false prophet, almost billionaire status, making all of his money off the stupidities of the people that don't take the time to know what the Word of God says for themselves. Claiming to be the prophet, praying down judgment upon COVID, which is a judgment by God. as he calls forth the vaccination, adding to God's judgment. I'll explain right on the other side. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I'm Terry Hurlbut, and I run Conservative News and Views. Bradley Dean is one of my most valuable contributors. He's honest, forthright, pulls no punches, and tells people what they need to hear, whether or not it's what they want to hear.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Here we go. Final segment. Oh, my goodness, friends. Kenneth Copeland, praying down judgment. He calls himself the prophet of God. I don't see that in the Word of God. Prophets are acknowledged. They're not self-proclaimed. Okay? People acknowledge the prophets. They can say they operate in the office of the prophetic, because that's a part of the giftings, but when they begin to claim something, that's for other people to acknowledge. That's why, by the way, you can equate that too, in parallel, to when people say you're saved, you cannot find in Scripture where it tells me, or you, that I'm saved because another man told me that I was. Nope, it's the Holy Ghost that confirms that, okay? It's the Holy Ghost that confirms that, not man. Man has no business telling anybody saved to say that they're saved. Oh, this is another show. I'm thinking about the kid that was in a strip bar, and he gets shot dead for a drug deal that went bad, and he goes to church, and all of his friends came to the funeral, and they heard the preacher talk about how he's in heaven. You know, it's interesting that I'm saying that, because I didn't line this up in thought. But again, the Holy Ghost is bringing this upon us, line upon line, precept upon precept. It reminds me of one of the buddies of Kenneth Copeland, Mr. Jesse Duplantis, who said, listen, if you're not going to learn obedience here, you're going to learn it there. No, no, completely untrue. And these are the people that are saying God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life. And the fact of the matter is, again, that is in contrast to Scripture. The message is repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. We learn it here, right? So we can go there. straight and narrow and difficult is the way, not broad and wide, which leadeth to hell. See, they got it completely upside down. And I want to tell you what, going back to my point here, friends, you look at the likes of this false prophet, Kenneth Copeland. He's been doing this for decades in this country. I mean, Kenneth Copeland is a long-tolerated, self-proclaimed, and self-deceived prophet, as he calls himself, the proclaimer of a fictitious and a satire sort of, well, Christianity, if that exists, which it doesn't. In other words, this is equivalent in many ways to the corrupt politicians in Washington, D.C. Well, this is what Kenneth Copeland is in the church, this swindler, the scammer, and the harlot tolerated by the people in the Church of America. That's what he is. He's tolerated. Well, he's got freedom to do that. Well, that's true. He's got freedom to do what he does, but the bottom line is God didn't give him that freedom. And if you love God and you seek to magnify his righteousness in this earth by establishing the law through judgment, guess what? You're not going to tolerate this kind of garbage. The fact of the matter is you've tolerated it. Read Deuteronomy 13. Put that up against your thoughts and your emotions. America, we need to be a principled people, because I'm sick and tired of what people say. Well, this is my opinion. I don't care about your opinion. That's not being rude. We've already, listen, opinion brings us where? To where we're at right now. An opinion is standing outside of the Word of God. It's called deconstructionism, and it's exactly what's happening. Here, for example, you're sitting in a circle, and you're having a Bible study, and all of a sudden, the guy that's leading up the Bible study says something, he says a scripture, and then all of a sudden he goes around the circle, well, what does that say to you? Then he goes to the next person, well, what does that say to you? And then you go to the next person, well, what does that say to you? Well, I can guarantee you in almost every given scenario, every one of them is going to remove the cross. Well, you know, I'm doing the best that I can, you know, by the grace that's been given unto me, you know. I'm only doing what's expected of me. I'm not perfect. You know, that's a good thing that you're not the standard. Jesus Christ is the standard, and we're called to emulate him. By the way, they're not suggestions, they're commandments, period, just so you know. Right? But that's called deconstructionism. It's pulling away the pith and marrow of what the word means through the opinions of man. And I don't care what your opinion is. Listen, if it's not the straight and narrow, it's not the word of God. If that word has been given through prophetic people, going back to my point, that doesn't try you, as it talks about in the book of Timothy, and you don't go through a warfare to receive the end of your faith, even the salvation of your soul, it's because it's not a word of prophecy given by the Lord, period. If it's the hard way, you can rest assured that's the Lord. If it's the easy way, probably not. Probably not. At least that's my testimony, okay? I want you guys to keep in mind, going back to the point here with false prophet Kenneth Copeland praying down judgment upon COVID, did you hear him call forth the vaccination, adding to judgment and God's judgment? Folks, you can't make this up. I mean, this guy with his alliance of salesmen and his name it and claim it gospel, read Galatians 1:8 and put it up against the likes of him and his alliance, is responsible for ushering in much of the state of confusion and immoralities in which the up-and-coming generations are now having to deal with in the present. Again, Ezekiel 13. Read the whole chapter. It's great. See, friends, the message that Copeland and his ilk promulgate has never been repent. Right? Acts 20, verse 21. But rather, give me your finances as God will richly bless you. 1 Timothy 6:5. The Bible says, those that preach gain is godliness, from such withdraw yourself. I mean, where men are then taught to look to the hand of God rather than the heart of God, in contradiction to that of the Scriptures and what it teaches, Jeremiah 29:11-13. When we seek the Lord with our whole heart, we shall find him. That's not what they teach. When you go to Matthew 6:33, in parallel, in the New Testament, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. No, what do? They teach you just the exact opposite. And then they take words like Jehovah Jireh completely out of scriptural context, not understanding that Abraham was commanded by God to actually sacrifice Isaac. And when the Lord saw that he was willing to do it out of love for God, then the Lord sent forth the angel and says, hold with thy hand, do thy child no harm. And what did Abraham call that place? Jehovah Jireh. What do they do? Today, the modern professors, they like it unto riches, not understanding there was a test to go through before you received the promise. See, when God has your whole heart, everything else is secondary to what he gives you. You maintain it, you're faithful with it, and the bottom line is, as you do that, you'll continuously grow, but he always has your heart, and he will turn it whithersoever he will. But again, that's not what's being taught today. I want to say this again. Kenneth Copeland recently pronounced judgment upon COVID, and then in his confusion, believe it or not, he calls forth a vaccination. And I want to just say this because I'll play it one more time. Scripturally, friends, for those that did not know, disease is a judgment upon a disobedient people. If you did not know that. Deuteronomy 28, verse 21, go check it out. Cross-check everything I'm telling you. Disease is a judgment upon a disobedient people, a people that refuse to keep God's commandments. Read Deuteronomy 28, verse 15. You'll notice that 21 falls after that of verse 15, which precedes it. So here you have a false prophet taking authority over sickness, which, by the way, Christians really do have in Jesus' name. Matthew 10, verse 8, but instead of the Spirit doing the healing, Kenneth Copeland calls forth a vaccination, right? Scripture is clear, for it tells us that life is in the blood, Leviticus 17, 11, and that we are not to mix, Leviticus 19, 19. Kenneth Copeland then is found to be adding to the judgment. In fact, he's being used to hasten judgment upon the people, teeing it up to the likes of a Bill Gates and this whole agenda going through this government agenda right now concerning that of COVID-19. And notice the timing. Notice the timing, which only shows you that these false prophets are working hand in glove with corruption in government, regardless if they know it or not. They're moved by the spirit of the world, which comes to what? Steal, kill, and destroy, and that just like their father. And why do I say Bill Gates? Because this is who's behind this whole push concerning vaccinations. The world today has 6.8 billion people. That's heading up to about 9 billion. Now, if we do a really good job or a great job on new vaccines, says Bill Gates, healthcare and reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%. How's it going to lower the population in the world? If they do a really good job on new vaccines, who's behind this big push, friends? Bill Gates, Anthony Fauci, poster boy Donald Trump, and they're trying to use the military by force. That's why they keep sensationalizing these numbers again. And just if you haven't heard, I want to say it again. They want to get you to the point where you're crying out for a vaccination. And guess what? There they are. They create the problem, and then when they get it to a point, they play the problem solver in this on your own lives, friends. Again, you know, you say what you will, friends, but I'm still waiting for that phone call to stand in contradiction of what I'm saying. It's not come through. Still waiting for it. Still waiting for it. Wanted to give you a little good news, friends. Health experts join global anti-lockdown movements of the coronavirus. This is beginning to happen over in the UK right now. We need to pay attention as to what's going on. I'm going to end the show with you listening to Kenneth Copeland, the false prophet, prophesying judgment upon a people by calling forth a vaccination.
We'll exercise judgment right now.
Because we have...
In the name of Jesus!
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Standing in the office of the prophet of God, I execute judgment on you, COVID-19. I execute judgment on you, Satan, you destroyer, you killer, you get out, you break your power.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.